This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, live at Buffalo Wild Wings off of 114. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is the Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Good to be on with you guys.
Heck yeah.
I know we got a lot of Cowboys business to get to, but this is always a cool time of year for folks in the Metroplex, too, because all the Texas High School Football State Championship games are happening at AT&T Stadium. I know you got a lot on your plate. Do you still get a chance to go out to some of those games? And what's the atmosphere like for folks that have never been?
Well, yes. The answer is a big yes, and there's nothing like it. High school football, especially here in Texas, is such a phenomenon. And what I would like for everybody to really understand is this is the best of the best, these players in this area. There's a wonderful article in this morning's Dallas Morning News about how SMU has really taken advantage of the local, really the quality of football at the high school level. But all schools have been. Oklahoma's been coming into this area, coming out with some of the greatest players for years. And at Arkansas, I remember our greatest days were when we had a majority Texas football players. So the point is that the talent is here. And I not only read that. There was Coach in Highland Park, and their 16 run there for the state championship. You just can't create this stuff.
Jerry, we had Steven on a few weeks ago, and he talked about ownership can only do so much for, like, their college. Obviously, I'm sure you'd love that if Arkansas was playing tonight or tomorrow in the playoffs. What are the restrictions on you helping out Arkansas become a elite football program?
Well, we really must when it comes to the football part of it. Now, the other sports, there's no issue. But when it comes to the sports part of it, I mean football part of it, we have kind of an arm's length policy there. And let me say this. Let me back it up. If I could, I would make this deal with the NFL. Just let me have my choice of the players in the North Alps, and you can have the rest of the country. And but I get my choice of the players in this part of the country. We'd be going to that Super Bowl about once every two or three years.
And just for clarification, when you say we have kind of an idea, is that we like the NFL or we y'all the Cowboys have just decided, hey, like, let's kind of keep our distance?
Well, that we, you've smoked me out. That we covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Has it taken y'all that long to figure that out?
Hey,
I'm not so sure what we is, if you really want to know the truth about it.
Okay, fair enough.
It's the royal we.
Fair enough.
It's certainly the NFL, and in this case, the NFL, the Cowboys, inclusive in that week.
Yeah, they're all together on that one.
Kevin. I gotcha.
Now, Jerry, we are about to have a Christmas exchange amongst the show out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We're going to be exchanging some gifts. Are you the kind of person like my co-host who says the amount of money you spend on me is how much you care? Or do you like gifts that like really hit the heart? Where are you on gifts?
Hey, I'm going to give you that little dollar prize and let you figure it out.
There, you see?
But it's going to come. That. It's going to come with a big smile and a lot of BS.
I love it. I love it. Now, the teaser trailer for the Netflix documentary about the Cowboys dropped yesterday. I mean, I know you were heavily involved in it and everything, but how much work did this take? Did you get a chance to see the teaser? Are you excited? Are you dreading seeing this? Where yet?
Yeah, I've got a chance to see the teaser, and it's going to be shown this weekend in the Christmas showing that Netflix showing our NFL games. And candidly, it was the producer's choice of what to use and how to say it relative to what's in that teaser. That's quite an extensive work. We've been working on the actual documentary for going on 2 years. And so there's probably a couple more years worth of work to do on it.
You know, Jerry, the title of it says The Gambler and His Cowboys. And I was kind of curious on the entirety of your career with the Cowboys, how much of a gambler were you before versus how much are you now and how different your gambling is at this point?
Well, taking gambling, Hail Marys, that might have been an appropriate thing to talk
okay.
about. But the real world is that you're dealing with a pretty fluid world in football. And no matter how you calculate it, no matter how it adds up, 1 and 1 is not 2, it's 3. And when you get that ambiguity in between that 1 and 1 is 3 rather than 2, there's a lot that happens. And a lot that happens, let's just take injury. Let's take availability. Let's take and then the talent level at what you might have expected as opposed to what it is. One way or the other, up or down. Michael Barsett, for instance, up or down. Nobody saw that coming. So having said that, in a positive way, I'm talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody said that, but there's enough ambiguity that if you don't add an element and can't act with some serious ambiguity, tolerance for ambiguity is a phrase I use a lot. If you can't act and be firm and basically make a big decision, ambiguity involved, you're not in the right world. I used to say, my prior time in oil and gas prepared me for the NFL because I could be talking on a phone at that time, a normal phone back then with my left hand, and hearing the news that I just hit a dry hole enough to absolutely ruin your day or week or month. And at the same time, put that one on hold and talk to someone else about doing a new prospect and getting very financially well off with that prospect. Now, you got to take the news in your left ear that's negative, and without your voice breaking, get over on the right one and talk positive and talk about the future and how well it's going to be. So that prepared me well for the NFL.
Now, one of the people you mentioned in that answer was Micah Parsons. I know.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, Steven has said, hey, don't look for a ton on the free agency front. But Micah Parsons stepped out yesterday, I believe, and said, I'm going to try to work with them and help as much as possible on a contract extension so the Cowboys can attack free agency. What do you think about those comments? And is it possible that the Cowboys could find a way to attack free agency?
Well, let me just say this. The bounds of Micah Parsons' intellect are limitless. Seriously. I mean, I've had his coaches call him brilliant. And that may manifest itself other than the physical brilliance that's there. So he gets it and really does understand what we're trying to do here and what we're trying to put together. So that's why the other day when someone asked me was there any discussion about doing something different with Micah? And that's, as I said, that's ridiculous. Of course not. There's never been. He's a unique player.
Now, he did say, too, that he hates Philly and you know, those kinds of words there. And he said even if the Cowboys get eliminated, he's got to crush them. For a competitor like Micah, how difficult do you think this kind of a season is for him emotionally?
Well, I've never met a competitor that doesn't wear it inside and out, disappointment. You have to wear it. And candidly, it's got to eat you up. It's got to eat you up. And eat you up enough so that when you're getting ready to go again, anything you may need to call upon, you got to remember how bad it hurts when you don't win. And that's there. You say, well, you can't win every time. Well, you don't know that when you're getting ready to play that game or that make that effort. So it's important. Listen, your mind is so much of it here.
Now, speaking of competitors, I know DeMarcus Lawrence is in that category. Is he, in fact, done for the season? And if that's so, do you think he's played his last snap for the Cowboys?
No to all of that. And I don't know that he's at all done for the season because we don't have any idea at this time of where we're going to be during this season. You say, well, you've certainly right there at a cusp, but we're not. And so, no, I don't know that. I know he's not ready to play. He would be out there. You couldn't hold him back if he was ready to go. And so that's really the issue. When's he going to be ready to go? But the other part of the question you said, is he done with the Cowboys? The answer is no there.
When it comes to him specifically, what is the thing that his traits that on and off the field that you're like, that's why he's a Cowboy?
Tenacious, his effort. He doesn't know the whistle has ever blown. He goes right through the whistle with his effort. You'd think it was the last play that he's ever going to make every time with his undeterrable determination. Let me say it that way. His determination to get the ball carrier, and he's got about as much effort to make the play as any player I've been around.
On Sunday, we get to see Mike Evans, who I think is one of the brilliant receivers in the NFL. He's extremely talented. I'm excited to see it. I think most of the guys too are, and we get to see CeeDee Lamb weekly. But how often, Jerry, do you still get excited for one particular player on an opposing team? And is it usually a receiver? Is it somebody in the trenches? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, I don't. I don't get excited about them at all. And I have such an appreciation for them and all the respect in the world for them. But, boy, when they're playing against us, that's not fun. And I'll never forget Randy Moss coming in here and putting on the show he did against us the first time he played us after we didn't draft him. And I get it, and that's okay. I've ate my crow, whatever you want to call it, but boy, he put it on against us. I know that these great players have abilities that can just ruin your day when you're playing against them.
It's more like he's great. Now go shut him down.
Yeah.
No, there's not even that. There's not even that.
Just shut him down. Gotcha.
There's just a spot there that just almost wishes anything but him and his abilities against you.
I have to admit, I've come over the last couple of years to respect Baker Mayfield a lot more. I know he's a number one overall pick, but he's just kind of meandered across the NFL his first 6 years. He's now on his fourth team. Does this feel like the clear best season of his career? And does this feel like an unusual path for the number one overall pick to have taken?
I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield and have always been. I love his story. Going out there and at Texas Tech with Mahomes. They were there at the same time. Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
And then him going over and walking on, just leaving and walking on. Well, now, that movement around now is commonplace, but it wasn't so much then. And for him to step over there and make the move that he made, I love his presence. I love the way he I love his game, the way he maximizes what his skills are. To me, the competitor in him, I played ball with a great, great All-American quarterback named Billy Moore. And Billy just exuded leadership. I've always thought Baker Mayfield and Billy Moore, an AP All-American when I played it, Billy was, at quarterback. And I've always thought they had some of the same ability to get their game, a combination of competitiveness, wearing it on their sleeve, and they elevate the people around them. But I'm a big fan of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, and what fortune the Buccaneers had. I mean, Tom Brady a couple years ago, and then falling and having Baker Mayfield, you know, kind of fall back into their lap. How difficult is it to find a quarterback? I know they found a couple in free agency here, but what is that the most difficult job, making sure you have the right guy at the helm there?
Well, I don't know. I have when I'm ready for a quarterback, I go into my crystal ball and I sit there and I give all these studies and what have you. That's why we drafted Dak Prescott, a second mm-hmm. pick in the fourth round. We knew he was going to be Dak Prescott.
Yep.
So I know how to pick him.
Thank you very much, good sir. Thank goodness we didn't get Paxton Lynch. Appreciate the time. We will catch up with you again next Friday.
Have a great one, Jerry.
You bet, guys. See you later. Bye.